in the world of the markets, and what should investors be paying attention to? Let's talk with Peter Cardillo, who is Chief Market Economist at Spartan Capital and rejoins us here on Business for Breakfast. Peter, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning to you.
So today we have seen what I think are a little bit of mixed signals coming from China that at least are giving enough confidence to investors or helping to boost the sentiment in the markets. They're talking about talking and the importance of that, of dialogue and consultation. But at the same time, they're emphasizing that the U.S. needs to, quote, abandon its wrong practices. And also they need to, that both sides need to be focusing on mutual respect, equality, and mutual benefit. Meanwhile, the Chinese government advising their citizens not to come to the United States as tourists. And of course, in the backdrop of all this, the 30-year anniversary today of Tiananmen Square. Peter Cardillo, where are we at in trade with the stuff going on in China, as well as the Mexican tariff prospects just 6 days from now when we could see tariffs go into effect on Mexico?
Yeah, there's a whole host of problems that the market is focusing on, and obviously, the big one is the trade conflict between China. And then, of course, you know, last week when we got this surprise announcement by the Trump administration that he's thinking of imposing tariffs on Mexico, which, by the way, has nothing to do with, you know, companies and the economy. It has to do with immigration. So that sort of lifts the fair index, because what we're seeing here now is the administration turning to a use of weapon that's not related to the economy, in a sense that it's not related to
immigration,
trade. Trade mechanism. So it's that I think really took the market by surprise, and as a result, you know that the market came in. So today we're seeing a little bit of a bounce. I want to call it a relief rally, and it's not only the news out of China, which is basically saying, "Hey, look, we have to talk. We have to be, we have to show mutual." Friendship amongst ourselves to reach to a deal. I think the market is also going up because there's a lot of talk about a rate cut. You saw what happened in the bond market. Yields, the 10-year yesterday got as low as 207, 208. So the bond market is telling us a story, and that story is simply this, that the economy needs help. Otherwise, we could be headed for recession. And so that's another factor. And then I think just from an oversold situation, that's bringing in perhaps some bargain hunting this morning. So you have these factors that are helping the market this morning. Whether or not it'll last, I'm not sure, because this increasing war of words seems to really take an effect on the market. And basically, it's all about that fear factor. You know, where is this
right
trade war going to lead us to? Are we headed for protectionism? If so, that's the worst enemy the market can have.
I think a lot of the protectionism has already manifested itself in terms of these policies, but I get what you're saying. Is the long-run trajectory for U.S. trade policy starting to be a protectionist one? And I agree that that would be very harmful for the economy. Again, Peter Cardillo, our guest from Spartan Capital. Just on the U.S.-China situation, it is good that the countries are talking about talking more. But at the same time, there are mixed signals and that sort of thing that we're getting from the Chinese. And that shouldn't be surprising, though. I mean, they have to look tough. They have to save face. The big question is, how long will it be until we get a deal? And will it be cosmetic, or will it be something more substantive? What do you think, Peter?
I'm going to stick my neck out again, as I have been, and I'm going to say that we're going to probably get a deal sometime this month. It'll be cosmetic. I don't expect anything meaningful, but both sides need to come to an agreement. And, you know, the economies are being hurt, although I will say probably China is actually holding up a little bit better than we previously expected.
Oh.
But I think they need to come to an agreement. And I think the big fear here is the added Mexican tariffs if they go into into fruition, which, you know, I was reading just this morning where it seems that Mexico is showing some signs of trying to crack down on illegal immigration. And so I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we see Mr. Trump come back from his European visit and say, well, we'll give it another month or we'll postpone it because there is good effort on the part of Mexico.
Mm.
I think that's a good possibility. And I also think that he's probably going to try to, you know, yeah, there's a lot of rhetoric, tough talk on his part and on the Chinese, but I think when he meets later this month with the Chinese premier, that they probably will come to some cosmetic deal.
Or maybe the contours of one? The contours of a deal, perhaps, if not every... like, I mean, if they're not talking right now, it's hard to think that they're putting very much that they'll have everything on paper. So are you suggesting maybe that they'll have the contours of a deal and say, we're just getting everything in writing now kind of thing?
Exactly. Or, and then come up with some sort of a written agreement later. I think that's probably what we're headed for. And I think, you know... let's face it, Trump wants to be reelected. He needs to avoid a recession. And if this trade war widens, we're headed for a recession.
Well, but I say this as someone who thinks that on most economic policies, the president has gotten it right. But Peter Cardillo, I don't know that the president really has that grasp of the impact that trade wars are having on the economy. Truly, I think that he believes. I mean, he said on Sunday, tariffs are a beautiful word. And also he's been proposing sort of his number one go to way to address issues like Mexico, for example, is to threaten tariffs and put tariffs on and what have you. And I think that demonstrates, especially if he does move forward with the tariffs and isn't automatically satisfied now with Mexico and what they're doing on immigration, to say that, well, no, we're not going to move in the tariffs, and instead he does move forward. And that's a demonstration that he's more interested in the idea that tariffs are a point of leverage and isn't concerned about the economic impact.
Well, yeah, I guess so. And I guess the fact that, you know, he's ignoring the harm that he's doing and he's about to do to companies. So if that's the case, don't you think that the people who voted for him would have second thoughts? If you and I are going to pay for more, especially when it comes to automobiles, what's going to happen to the disposable income?
Well, and Peter, can I throw one other thing out there? This doesn't relate to the larger companies that tend to be traded in the stock market, but the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, they highlighted data from the International Trade Administration that shows small and mid-sized businesses, which helped to dominate the jobs created in America, dominate trade with Mexico. Some 58% of those 15,000-plus businesses that import from Mexico have fewer than 20 employees, and 70% have less than 50 workers. And that organization, the SBE Council, is warning against the Mexican tariff, saying that this would do considerable economic harm.
Absolutely. And so what would happen to the jobs market? The tightness of the labor market would probably disappear, and we could begin to see a lot of layoffs, and things would reverse. And I don't ever recall any president going into an election, winning the election, if the economy was souring. So I kind of think he has to know that. Mm. And if he doesn't, I would kind of think that his advisors know that. And so I think that he is going to have to come up with a deal. And I don't think we could wait much longer. Look at some of the macro news that we've been getting. You know, the Fed's talk about a strong economy. Yes, we're still growing above 2%, but that's not 3%. There's no inflation. And so, you know, if that disposable income and capital spending from corporations trickles down, what's going to hold up this economy?
You know, just a final couple of minutes with you, Peter Cardillo, our guest, chief market economist at Spartan Capital. You've mentioned the Federal Reserve a couple of times, and we have seen the St. Louis Federal Reserve president, for example, James Bullard, suggesting that a rate cut may indeed be, quote, warranted soon. You have other Fed officials suggesting that that may be the case, even those who've been a little hesitant to think that it would be. And I do think that it's largely because of concerns about the economy vis-a-vis the trade war.
Absolutely. You know, and by the way, Powell will be speaking today. I'm not sure whether or not he'll touch on that subject, but let's see if he softens his tune. And look, the markets are fearful of one thing and one thing only, the results of this trade war. And so if Washington can't see that, then there's something grossly wrong here.
Let me ask you one more question here, Peter Cardillo, before we got to cut you loose, and that is bond yields. What do you think is going to happen in terms of the trajectory? They've been downward right now. There are the most of them are up. For example, the 10-year, 2-year, and 3-month that we follow closely are all gaining a little bit. What's going on there in your view?
Good question. I'm glad you asked me that question. I think that if we do get even a cosmetic trade agreement and maybe a postponement of the proposed Mexican tariffs, I think you'll see the 10-year go right back up to 230, 235 area.
All right. Peter Cardillo, on that positive note, thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure.